Good afternoon, brothers and sisters. My name is John Reese, and I'm the host of BluePower.com, your voice of the blues here on the Internet. Starting today, we're starting a new series of shows called In the Beginning. And In the Beginning relates to all the major men and women who started and created the blues right from the very beginning. We're going to skip back and forth some of the years, and we're going to start now from a gentleman who was born in 1902 in Bentonia, Mississippi, Mr. Skip James. Mr. Skip James, you may never have heard of him, but I guarantee you, once you hear this show, you will never forget him. Helping us to put together this series of shows are the wonderful folks from Ace Records in London, England, and their representative here on the west coast of the United States, Mr. Alec Palau. Thank you so much for your help, folks, and if you want to buy any of the products that you hear on these shows in the beginning, just go to Ace Records in London, England, right on the net, and they'll have everything there for your perusal. Now we're going to start off, Mr. Skip James, with something American folks are feeling right now, Hard Time Killing Floor Blues.
Hard times in every where you go. Times are harder than ever been before. You know that people, they are drifting from door to door, but you can't find no heaven. I don't care where they go. If I ever can get up off of this old heart-killing floor, Lord, I'll never get out this low no more. So long.
Mr. Skip James and Hard Time Killing Floor Blues, certainly a song many folks in America can relate to today. Skip James was born in Bentonia, Mississippi in June of 1902. His father was one of the Delta's best-known preachers, but he abandoned his family when Skip was young. The young James showed musical talent early on in life, and was inspired by hearing fiddler Green McLeod, who was backed by two guitarists, Henry Stuckey and Rich Griffith. Skip purchased a guitar for $2.50 and followed Stuckey around Bentonia, catching lessons from the older man whenever he had a minute. Stuckey had picked up an odd guitar tuning from some Bahamian soldiers, which he taught to Skip, and you can hear it on all his guitar work. Skip also took piano lessons so that he could play in church. Here's a song featuring Skip James with his highly unusual piano style called Careless Love. You may recognize the song. Careless love, oh careless love, caused me to leave my happy home, Mr. Skip James. That is from an album, a Vanguard album, by the way, called Devil Got My Woman, which was recorded in 1968. Try dancing to that one time. Man, that time is plenty strange. Totally unique and totally Skip James. Now, speaking of Devil Got My Woman, There is a cut also on this album called Devil Got My Woman, which we're going to check out right now.
He done got my baby and he done gone.
From Ace Records, Mr. Skip James, his CD entitled Blues from the Delta. A mighty, mighty good piece of work here. In case you didn't know it, there was a huge blues resurgence in the 60s in the United States and in Europe. And in 1964, three record collectors and guitar players, who would subsequently become famous musicians in their own right, John Fahey, Bill Barth, and Henry Vestine, later of Canned Heat, understandably intrigued by what they thought they could hear on the horribly worn Paramount 78s, went in search of Skip James, and they found him. And here's where the miracle comes in. Although his guitar playing was perhaps not quite as accurate as it had been, and that's debatable, his voice was better than ever. The three pleaded with him to allow them to book him at the 1964 Newport Folk Festival, but James had a healthy and understandable cynicism about what he called the music racket, and they almost failed. Almost, he finally did play Newport and set the audience on its ear. Emboldened, he tried a few other festivals, and the same thing happened. Surrounded by these young white aliens, he found himself bonding with Mississippi John Hurt, another recent rediscovery, and a musician he'd heard back in the 1930s. And the two often toured together. He also signed with Hurt's label, Vanguard, and made two epical albums, Today and Devil Got My Woman, the song you just heard.
Don't you hold your head high. Someday, baby, you know you got to die. You got to lay down. You got to die. You got to. And I want to buy me a pistol. Want me 40 rounds of ball. She crows in just to see her fall. She got to fall. She got to. She got to fall. She got to. That's the reason I beg Crozane not to hold that so high. Someday, baby, you know you got to die. You got to lay down in. And I dug a grave with a silver spade. Ain't nobody gonna take my Crozane place. You can't take a place. No, you can't take a. That's the reason I beg Crozane not to hold her too high. Someday, baby, you know you got to die. You got to lay down. And you know I let her down with a gold chain. And every link I would call my Crozane name. Crozane, Crozane, Crozane. You know I never miss my water till my well went dry. Didn't miss Crozane until the day she died. Till the day she. That's the reason I beg Crozane not to hold her head too high. Someday, baby, you know you got to die. You got to lay down and you got to die. You got to. You know I dug a grave 8 feet in the ground. Didn't feel sorry until they let her down. They had to let her down. They had to let her down. That's written up that Crozane not to hold her head too high. Someday, baby, you know you got to die. You got to lay down and.
Man, that's some strange guitar playing. I'd love to know what that tuning is. If anybody out there happens to know, and they send it in to me, I will send you a whole stack of CDs. I would love to know exactly what that tuning is. Well, we're going to close the show with Skip James, possibly his most famous song. And the reason that it's his most famous song is because it was covered by a British rock group in the 60s called Cream. The song is called I'm So Glad. And I know if any of you my age that happened to listen to music during the 60s and loved Cream like I did, you will remember this song very, very well.
I am so glad, yes, I'm glad, until I just don't know what to do. When I am tired of weeping, I'm so tired of mourning, I'm so tired of groaning for you. And I am so, yes, I am mighty glad, until I just don't know what. Would you be my little darling? Would you be my dear? Would you be my darling, be my dear? Then I would be mighty, then I would be mighty glad, then I just wouldn't know what to do. When I say cuckoo-coo, just like a little baby do, I would love to have a loving kiss from you. Then I would be mighty, then I would be so, until I just wouldn't know. You know I'm tired of weeping, I'm so tired of mourning, I'm so tired of groaning for you. And I am so glad, yes, I'm so glad, until I just don't know what to do.
so glad, I'm glad, I'm glad, I'm glad. I'm so glad, I'm so glad, I'm glad, I'm glad, I'm glad.
Well, first we heard Mr. Skip James' version, the original version of I'm So Glad, followed by the cover and a big, big hit for the British group Cream from their album Fresh Cream. I'd like to thank Ace Records for contributing the CDs we will be playing on our new series, In the Beginning, The Birth of the Blues. Today we featured Mr. Skip James and his CD, Blues from the Delta, on Ace Records and CDs from London, England. Also like to thank Mr. Alec Palau for his assistance in gaining these perfectly wonderful CDs. This is John Reese, sitting here telling you to love yourself, love your brothers and sisters, and take care of each other. Talk to you later. Bye.